your identity is in Christ. And when you become a Christian, that's who you are. But sometimes you have to get rid of a lot of baggage and a lot of stuff that comes from your childhood before you were saved. And it takes time. It's like a marriage. It takes time. And, you know, to be, you know, delivered from all the stuff that you've been told your whole life. And through the Word of God, His Word literally set me free.
Welcome to the Marriage Day Podcast. We're Jimmy and Karen Evans. And in this podcast that exists to help every couple succeed in marriage, I'm joined today by my beautiful wife, Karen. Karen, it's good to have you here.
Good to be here.
We're talking today about our identity and who we are, our individual identity, and how we find that. And I think a lot of people, you know, what I say, Karen, is, you know, the woman at the well of Samaria, when Jesus went up to her and he said, you know, they were talking about the well and, you know, drawing water from a well. And Jesus told her, if you keep drinking from this well, you're going to keep being thirsty. But if you knew who you were talking to, you'd ask me for a drink and I would give you living water and you never thirst again. And then he told her to go call her husband. And she said, well, I don't have a husband. He said, I know you've had five husbands and the one you're with now is not your husband. So Jesus was talking to her as a marriage counselor. He knew who she was. Mm-hmm. And he knew that she was trying to find satisfaction mm-hmm. in a man that she couldn't find. Well, what I believe is that the four deepest needs that every person has are acceptance, identity, security, and purpose. Those are the things that drive us every day to do the things that we do, whether we realize it or not. Mm-hmm. Acceptance. I want to be accepted for who I am. I don't want to be accepted because my teeth are white or my deodorant works. Mm-hmm. I want to be accepted for who I am. Mm-hmm. And God does that. Identity. I want to know who I really am. Acceptance or security. I want to feel secure in purpose. I want to know what my purpose is. Well, if you're looking for people to meet those deepest needs, you'll never be. Only God can meet those needs. Mm-hmm. Okay. And when we don't trust God to meet our deepest needs, we naturally transfer that to our spouse mm-hmm. and we set them up for failure. See, the woman at the well of Samaria had been married five times and she kept thinking, I chose the wrong man. What Jesus was saying to her is the problem is not with the men that you've married. The problem is you're trying to get out of them what only God can give you. Mm-hmm. So identity, Karen, when we got married, you had the lowest self-esteem of any person I've ever met in my entire life. I've never seen a person. You really had been destroyed. Mm-hmm. On the inside, honestly, mm-hmm. when we started dating and got married, you didn't believe God could love you. Mm-hmm. You didn't believe you could be saved. You hated yourself. You had a tremendous amount of self-hate. How did you go from there to today having a very close relationship with Jesus and a very strong sense of identity?
Through reading the Word of God every day. It was, and I got tired. When you have demons that just are with you, because really and truly, the Satan was oppressing me through the trauma of my childhood. And so when you have that for a long period of time, and there comes a time in almost everybody's life where you just get sick of it. You're just tired of it. And it's just like, I don't want to be this way anymore. I don't like it. And I think at that point, God had brought some people in my life that said, why do you think that way? I think they recognized that, you know, I was thinking thoughts that were not godly. And so, you know, during that time is when I remember going to women's, you know, retreats and stuff, and everybody's reading the Word of God. And I'm thinking, I'm so embarrassed because I don't even know the Word of God. And so I came home one weekend and I just told the Lord, I'm going to start reading it every day. Even if you don't talk to me, I'm going to do this. And so I'm a disciplined person anyway, but I made that a discipline every single day. I read the Word of God, and I slowly started seeing things change. You know, it was just like, and I had to go through a time of deliverance because I knew that I had demonic issues that I couldn't get past, and the insecurity that Satan had taken advantage of. And so, you know, friends prayed for me, and I remember the next day after that a person in my life that always hurt me deeply. They called me and we were talking, and I remember thinking, I don't feel the same. She can't hurt me. It doesn't hurt. And so basically what we're saying is your identity is in Christ. And when you become a Christian, that's who you are. But sometimes you have to get rid of a lot of baggage and a lot of stuff that comes from your childhood before you were saved. And it takes time. It's like a marriage. It takes time. And, you know, to be, you know, delivered from all the stuff that you've been told your whole life. And through the word of God, his word literally set me free.
Well, Psalm 107:20 says God sent his word to heal them and to deliver them from all their destructions. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what happened to you. I saw it happen over a period of, I would say from the time we got married, we almost split up after several years of marriage, and you were a mess and I was a lot worse than you were. I would say it took.
Hey there, Jimmy Evans here. And today I want to share something with you that's changed the way so many people approach sleep entirely. It's Cozy Earth bedding. They sent us some sheets and sleeping sets, and they are the softest thing we've ever felt. The softness was remarkable, akin to nothing we've ever experienced. For anyone who values their sleep as much as I do, Cozy Earth is a game changer. What impresses me most about Cozy Earth isn't just the incredible softness or the temperature regulation, it's the commitment to quality. All of their products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. They're built to endure, and that's something I stand behind. I recommend Cozy Earth to everyone, friends, family, you name it. Here's a special offer just for you. Use promo code MARRIAGE35 at CozyEarth.com to take 30% off your order. Trust me, this is a deal you want to take advantage of. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use the code MARRIAGE35 for 35% off. Discover the Cozy Earth difference tonight. Sleep better, live better, good night, and take care.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Probably the first, well, you were changing the first few years very, very slowly. But I would say it took the first 7 to 10 years of our marriage before either one of us was getting into a place of being healthy, you know, of emotionally healthy. Because I'd been through stuff, you know, my childhood. But turning to Jesus was the absolute best thing we ever did. So I got, I didn't think God knew me. I mean, I didn't. When the Bible says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, I thought, well, God loves the world, so he loves me. I didn't believe he knew my name. I didn't believe he knew me personally. I had no sense of identity whatsoever. But we got married. I didn't believe that God knew me. I didn't believe that God knew my name. As far as the sense of identity, I had absolutely no sense of personal identity at all. And there are two things that happened that helped me to find my identity in Christ. The first was when I, about 2 weeks after I got saved, the Lord called me to preach. And I was sitting in the backyard of our house. I didn't know the Bible. I don't think I even owned the Bible at that point. And it was a supernatural experience where God called me to preach. And I had never seen myself as a preacher or anything, but the Lord was telling me who I was. And what I say to people is people will tell you who they want you to be. They'll tell you who they think you are. Jesus will tell you who you are. When you have a personal relationship with Jesus, one of the things you can specifically pray is, Lord, tell me who I am. Tell me why you put me here on this earth. He will. You know, the Lord will speak it to you. And first of all, your giftings are tell you a lot. You know, when God gifts you to do something, you know, that's telling you this is what he wants you to do with your life. And this is the call he has on your life. Today, the other thing that happened that helped me with my sense of identity is you started giving. And we were, I made $600 a month. We were broke. We had, you know, Julie was a little baby. And we went to church one Sunday, and the preacher was preaching on giving, and I hated the message. You know, said I was never going to go back to that church. You liked the message and started giving to the church, which terrified me. I mean, literally, it made me sick, and it terrified me when you started giving. And I think the first gift you gave was like $40. But something started happening to us that I had never seen before. And it was like we were always rowing upstream. The current was always against us. And everything was hard. We didn't have enough. You know, marriage was hard. We were broke all the time. And when you started giving, I began to see, it was like you turned the canoe around, and now we were rowing with the current. And I woke up one morning, and I said to the Lord, this is one of the most important days of my life. You know us. I mean, you know us. You know who we are. You know where we live. Mm-hmm. See, Jesus said, he knows the hairs on your head. He knows every detail of your life. And he does. That's when I met God as my Father. I had no concept that God loved me, that God knew me, and that you know, I was important to him. When you started giving, that was the most important thing that ever happened to me, in me having a personal relationship with the Lord, and knowing he loved me and believing he loved me. And so I'm just saying, and that may sound funny to some people, I'm talking about giving. I know God is my Father because of giving, because of your giving, then because of our giving. I know God is my Father in how he revealed himself to us in such a personal way as we put our trust in him in our finances. And so you know the Lord through the Word of God, waking up and reading the Word of God every day, even when you didn't believe it, even when you believed that he hated you, you did it. But my relationship with God, you know, when you give, it creates a dependency on the Lord. When you're not just saying, God, thank you for what you've done, but you're saying, I'm giving this to you and I'm depending on you to provide for us. Well, the Lord has, I mean, it's the only thing that the Lord says we can test him about, Malachi 3. Mm-hmm. And we put God to the test, and God more than passed the test. That was 47 years ago when we started giving, 48 years ago. God has blessed us so much. Mm-hmm. And he has revealed himself to us so much. And my encouragement to every person is know God personally. Mm-hmm. And as you obey him, as you pray, as you read the Word of God, as you obey him and build a personal relationship, that's where he is going to reveal himself to you. So, Karen, let's talk for just a minute about, you know, if you're depending on, you know, social media. So many people are addicted to social media, and social media is fine. Some people use it for good. Some people use it for bad. But the problem is when your identity is there. And so many people, their identity is how many likes they have, how many followers they have, you know, whether they get a thumbs up or a thumbs down or whatever. That it's a torture chamber emotionally for people to get addicted to that. In fact, the more a person uses social media, the more depressed they are. And so it's not a predictor of happiness, it's a predictor of misery. And so it's very important for people to get their identity in Christ and not through popularity.
Well, I was thinking of these scriptures when you were talking that, you know, Jesus told us that he came to give us life and to give us an abundant life. And Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And so the number one thing Satan tries to steal is our identity in Christ.
Yeah.
100%, that's it.
Yeah.
And one of the ways he uses it, like you said, with social media, is comparing. You know, he gets our eyes focused on somebody else instead of Jesus. And it's like, well, you know, what about them? Or I want to be like them. Or they're more popular. They're prettier. They're, you know, all these, they're, you know, it's this, you know, treadmill that you get on and you can't get off. I don't do social media, but sometimes Julie will send me something and I start clicking. And before I know it, I'm like, I have just spent 20 minutes going through people. I don't even know. What am I doing? No. It's like a control thing. And, you know, so, you know, be aware of those traps of the enemy, of, you know, how he gets us off, you know, the truth of who we really are in Christ. You know, we've been given an inheritance that can never been taken from us because we don't belong to this world. We belong to heaven.
Right.
And it's like, you know, it's hard because everything you're saying is so right. It's just, our identity has to be in the Lord, you know, and the good thing about also that is his word also tells us that nothing can separate us from him. Nothing.
That's right.
He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. We're always going to be his. So whatever the enemy's doing over here to distract us, to make us compare, to try to defeat us, to lie, steal, it, you know, recognize those voices. They're not of God. Yeah. You know, and you are solidly rooted in Jesus Christ if you accepted him as your Lord.
Well, and my identity is not my height, my weight, my age.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my income. My identity is who I am in Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And Psalm 139 says that he knit me together in my mother's womb. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. And he had so many thoughts about me when he was creating me that they would be like the sand of the seashore. In other words, God detailed out your life.
Mm-hmm.
Individually, your DNA is individual. You're an individual created in God's image with an eternal destination, eternal identity. That's who you really are. But what the world wants to do is to reduce us down to our weight, our height, our income, our popularity, all those things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Those things in the eternal sense just don't matter. That in the eternal sense is who we are in Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and what he has created us to do. So we encourage you today to get your identity in Jesus. Not in your spouse. And there is a certain amount of, you know, that we of needs that we meet in each other that are important. But acceptance, identity, security, and purpose, you must get those from Jesus first in order to have those needs met. If you don't, you're going to try to get those met from your spouse or other people, and you're going to set yourself and everybody up around you for a failure. We hope that this is an encouragement to you today. We'll see you next time here on the Marriage Day Podcast.
Goodbye.
Hey, this is Brent Evans with Exo Marriage, and I want to thank you for listening to the Marriage Today podcast. We believe your marriage has a 100% chance of success if you do it God's way. If you enjoyed today's teaching and want to keep learning, hey, subscribe to the Marriage Today podcast and take some time to leave us a review. Your reviews help us spread the word and can encourage someone else in need. For more great marriage content, check out exomarriage.com, where you can see all of our marriage building resources, articles, and live events.